5 o'clock. Let's go.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to The Arts Show. This is me, Jim Grudowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby at UNSW University in British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwilem. I was thinking about it that I have been neglecting. I've been failing to do that. So that is on me. That is my apologies to the unceded nations, again, or to the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, the Squamish, and the Kwikwilem for not failing to acknowledge that for the last while. So my deepest apologies. With that out of the way, we are, as always, here on The Art Show to tell you about all the cool things happening in around for this fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver, for the next few days. So if you are looking for things to do, this is the show for you. Hey, hey, ho, ho, a radio show. It's gonna go on and on and on and on after a few short messages.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Dance of Magic.
Eternal rhythm of jazz.
Oh, yes. Welcome, welcome to the show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. For those just tuning in, this is The Art Show. Again, this is me, Jib Grudowski. And once again, we're going to do our very best to tell you about some cool shows happening in around this time from Vancouver. So starting off with the present Thursday night, tonight. Sorry, Friday night listeners, please disregard, but enjoy the music that we showcase later on. Today, Thursday night at 8 p.m. over at the Fox Cabaret, you have Mapachi with guests, unknown who they may be, but I'm sure they're great. Mapachi is coming in from Los Angeles, California. A nice four-piece country twangin'. If you like yourself some kind of California country rock with a bit of psychic twang to it, acid folk, so to speak, this could be a cool show for you. We'll hear some music from them a little bit on. Once again, Mapachi coming in from L.A., hitting us up here at the Fox Cabaret, 8 p.m. tonight. That is $20 or so online, or probably about the same at the door. Give or take. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. The show starts at 9 o'clock, so get yourself comfortable at a good seat. And, I've realized now I like sitting at shows. I've become almost 33. I don't know. Age is just a number to me, but it's important to other people. I don't know. Numbers, age. I have a few more gray hairs than I did last year. Moving on. SBC is a reunion show. The fine people of Smiling Buddha Cabaret, which is not gone and not forgotten. They're having a reunion show over at the Waldorf down the road by the No Frills. You know the one. That big yellow one. They used to have a guy's face on that. He had the gap teeth. I was like, hey, is that Mac DeMarco's dad that's in charge of this one? I mean, that was a couple years ago. There's another fella who runs it now. They put their face at the door, which is interesting. I mean, why don't all businesses have the face of the owner at the front? That'd be cool. Why don't we do that? Anyways, I disregard. SBC at the Waldorf. It is two-night show. The first night, Thursday night. Sorry, Friday night. I'm already on Friday? Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're doing double days. Friday night over at the Waldorf. You have Terminal City Rats, ATD, Blacked Out, Bad Acid, and Habit. So it's going to be a lot of fast and in-your-face punk rockage for you to bop around to. Or sit comfortably. I don't know. Your choice. I think the Waldorf probably has some pretty relatively good seating. I haven't been there in a long, long time. Except for my friend's engagement party. Well, they were already married at that point. I don't know what to call it. Wedding party? Wedding reception? Anyways, we had a good time. We got tanked. Decker, if you're listening, I love you, dude. Congrats on the marriage. Emily, too. Love you guys. Moving on. Oh, yeah, sorry. It's a two-day affair. So the second night, on the 18th, you have Keg Killers, Neurospasm, Rebel Priest, former guest of the show, by the way, Baxter and the Cogulators, I think that's how you say it, and the Fukon Riots. I think it says meant to say riots, but that's may or may not be a typo. Either way, I'm sure they rock, and they'll thrill and entice you with their musical prowess, no doubt. What else do I got? Oh, yeah. Thursday night. Tonight at the Red Gate, there's a bunch of shows. There's a bunch of artists. It is a second in an ongoing series. Let me pull that back. All femme fronted. So you have Spectra, Numb Dame, Cat TV, and Stories End doing their respected things over there at, you guessed it, Red Gate at Main the 3rd, 1965 Main Street. $15, pay what you can. Yada, yada, yada. No one turned away due to lack of funds. Come on down and see some fine femme-fronted bands. Check it out. What else I got for tonight? Tonight. Tonight's looking a little sparse. That's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's plenty going on, but they're all, like, the big concert venues. Like the Hollywood Theater, the Pearl. I mean, there's the East Van Square Dance at the Wise Hall tonight. That should be pretty cool. I haven't done square dancing since high school. Apparently, they still teach it in high school. I was running a karaoke night, and we had a bunch of youth there. And I was like, do y'all still do the square dance? And there was a resounding, yes. I was like, all right, well, there you go. People still doing it. Who else is in town? There's some DJing happening over at the Lido. You got Petty Cash. It's a DJ Button, Two Button, and Dodge Chance doing the thing as well. So, yeah, lots to see, lots to get out. Just get out there. See what's going on. You never know what you'll find out. So what else I got? I think we're gonna hop into some music. It's been a couple minutes. Okay, so let's start off with some music from these fine folks from Apache from LA. This is their song Home Among the Swinging Stars. What an oddly name.
I'm a sacred hottie. I have everything I want. I'm a naked body. I'm a false god. I'm a sacred hottie. I have everything I want. I'm a naked body. I'm a false god. I'm a sacred hottie.
Wow.
You're gonna die, Cloud!
All right, you can hear the rest of that album. Probably the fine folks from Terminal City Rats will grace you with their best hits from Year of the Rat, of their album, which came out 3 years ago. A three-year-old album full of bangers. That was their track, More Than a Scene. It's, well, you heard it. It was more than, it's a freaking community. That was, yeah, More Than a Scene off their album, Year of the Rat. They're playing for, as one part of the two-night SBC reunion show at the Waldorf. So, if we have any old SBC heads, Smiling Buddha Cabaret people, if they're looking to reconnect with some of the new and the old hop on down to the Waldorf. There's a two-night extravaganza happening there. You can get both tickets for both days for $40 or $22 in advance for each. You will see Terminal City Rats on the first one, playing along on the first night, Friday night, playing alongside ATD, Blacked Out, and Bad Acid, along with Habit. And the second night features again Keg Killers, Neurospasm, Rebel Priest, Baxter and the Calculators, and the Fukong Riots. Also in that mix, you heard Numb Name. They're playing over at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, with a bunch of other femme-fronted bands. Let me tell you who, because I put that one away. There it is. Ha ha ha. Yes, yes, yes. Shoogity boop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, Cat TV, Stories End, and Spectra all doing their respective things tonight at the Red Gate, 1965 Main Street. Do check it out. Should be pretty cool. And at the top of that, oh yeah, sorry, that was their song, Everything I Want, off their live recordings for a session at the Green Auto from some time ago. And at the top of that set, setting us into a lovely fluted instrumental country rockish jam. I really like that. That was Home Among the Swinging Stars by Mapache off their album Swinging Stars. You can see them tonight at the Fox Cabaret, Thursday night at the Fox Cabaret, with some opener, their unspecific who. 19 plus, doors at 8, shows at 9. Should be pretty cool. I like it. I liked it. Good stuff. Moving on through our In Time in Friday, we're taking a look at what's going on at Black Lab Friday night with their play. We have Ill Defined coming across the great Rocky Mountains. It's probably covered in snow by now, so do show them a good bit of respect for that. The Coquihalla is a real mean road. Anyways, they're coming in ill-defined. They're going to be playing alongside Media Slaves, Luella, and Feedlot. So if you're looking for a night of, like, pop-punk, emo-rock, post-hardcore, this should be pretty good. Pretty good. Over at the Black Lab, right across from the Rickshaw. That should be great. But if you're... Nope. We're not talking about Saturday yet. Over at the Astoria, you have Iron Kingdom, Greyhawk, Gatekeeper, and Necronado, which is a great band name, giving you all that heavy metal sound you like. What flavor of metal? Don't ask me. Go there and find out. But, I don't know. We'll take a look at some Necronado. What's that all about? We'll just punch that in. Necronado. Band Camp. We'll hear from that. Oh, the album's called A Scythe from a Scalpel. Very metal. Yeah, this should be pretty cool. So that's Friday night over at the Astoria. Tickets are $20 at the pre-sale or $25 at the door. If you're feeling rich, just go to the door. If you want to save $5, maybe get yourself a nice cold PBR or other beverage of choice. You can save $5 by getting a pre-sale ticket at orangetickets.ca. Next up, over at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street, The Great Outdoors. Not only a concept and a great place to be, but a band. And also joined by another band, which is named after a locale, Kingsway. Can you imagine if the entirety of Kingsway, the closest thing we have to a highway in central, in the heart of Vancouver, released an album? What would the road have to say to us? I don't know. I don't spend much time on Kingsway. Anyways, I digress. The Great Outdoors, they have an album release. So do Kingsway. Two album releases. Check it out. $15 in advance, $20 at the door, over at 1822 Pandora Street. Let's see. How long have these folks been around? Let's take a quick look here. So not too super duper long. Oh, yeah. I've seen them around the last couple years. We'll take a listen to some new music from The Great Outdoors off their new album, Hastings Sunrise. Also a great Apollo Ghost album. And a lovely neighborhood. I used to live over there. I really enjoyed it. Working class neighborhoods, low rises, good coffee shops. It was a chill spot. It's great. It's comfy. There's trees. There's a good view. It's nice. Hastings Sunrise. That's where it's at. Chef's kiss. Just don't call it the East Village. That was really freaking dumb. like the St. New York, yeah, ding dongs over at the East Village Business Bureau. What the heck? It's literally written in the concrete. Hastings Sunrise. That's the name. It used to be the border of Vancouver before it expanded ever eastwards to boundary. I was there when they put a plaque at the East Cat building that East Cafe is currently in. I used to work there. It was good times. My boss is kind of a dick, though. Sup, Zoltan? Anyways, I digress. The Hastings Sunrise, great album, I'm sure. We'll take a listen to that shortly, along with Kingsway from the Great Outdoors. That's their album, Hastings Sunrise, and they have Kingsway also having an album release at 1822 Panera Street. Friday night, 8 p.m., so Friday night listeners, you're already late. Get down there. Up the way, I suppose you call it that, over at the Redgate Art Society at 1965 Main Street, you can see Pilsner, Die Job, You Big Idiot, and CFSK. Why was that difficult? Also known as Campfire Shit Kickers. I can say that because it's in context. 15 in advance, $20 at the door. Pay what you can, as always. Down at the Red Gate. So some more rocking, some more punk. It's gonna be a very punk weekend, everybody. So get earplugs. I highly recommend it. They're great. I love earplugs. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I've seen most of these bands before, and yeah, you're guaranteed to rock. Guaranteed to rock out. What else is that? It for Friday night? No, there is one more show I'm going to tell you about. I don't really have any music to show you because it's really difficult to find it. Fake Jazz. Fake Jazz is back, baby. It's over at the Toast Collective, which is at 242 East Pender. So if you're looking for a zone to get washed in sound that isn't the Himalayan sound bath thing I keep getting suggested on Facebook events, this is going to be really cool. Fake Jazz, always been on the kind of forefront of, like, you know, showing us the weird and wonderful world of Vancouver musicians, artists, performance people. Fake Jazz, longtime legacy program. Used to be at the Cobalt, then it kind of moved around a bunch. Used to be at the old Toast Collective where 648 Kingsway is. Legacy show. So if you're looking to meet some people new and old, Fake Jazz, cool place to go. It's $20. No one turn away a lack of funds. It's like as free as you want it to be. Over the Toast Collective at 242 East Pender for Fake Jazz featuring Knife, Ghost Taco, and Volt, V-O-L-T. All right, that's it for Friday. So let's hop into some tunes there, bud. We're going to start off with some music here from the Great Outdoors. This is their track, Down the Lines. The east of here.
your gingham heart still beats with me.